Obama said he's nominating the president for the Nobel Peace Prize.
President Trump, you are the president of peace. There was not a single person on this planet who did more than you to advance peace.
And two buses of Palestinian prisoners have left an Israeli prison under the terms of the first phase of the peace agreement. President Trump will co-chair a peace summit later today in Egypt with other world leaders focusing on a long-term peace in the region. ABC contributor Steve Ganyard, a former defense official, says,
what happens next is really the question that's for the broader international community. Who's going to come in and be the international security force? Who's going to lead it?
This is ABC News. The ATF's continuing its investigation into what caused a deadly blast at an explosives factory in Tennessee Friday that killed 16 people. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee attended a church service for victims and their families Sunday and told reporters,
really encouraging to see the outpouring from the community, and I suspect we'll see a lot of healing over the next few months.
Authorities in South Carolina looking for persons of interest after a shooting early Sunday at a busy bar near Hilton Head killed four people. Several others were injured. The owner of the bar on St. Helena Island, Willie Terrell, told ABC affiliate WJCL,
I'm thankful for everybody who walked away. You know, I'm thankful for everybody who's alive, who is safe.
The Arthur Blank Family Foundation announced a $50 million donation to Atlanta's historically black colleges and universities. It's intended to support nearly 10,000 students who are approaching graduation to help boost graduation rates. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This Halloween, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you of some Halloween costume safety. Remember, children's costumes should be visible to drivers with light colors and reflective tape. Always try to go for makeup instead of masks. And be sure to make costumes short enough to prevent tripping. It may also be helpful to make them flame retardant with soft, flexible accessories. And remember to protect your sight as well. Non-prescription decorative contacts can lead to long-term eye damage, including things such as eye scratches, vision loss, or infections. You can find more tips for safe trick-or-treating at dhs.wisconsin.gov. October 25th, it's the perfect opportunity to clean up that medicine cabinet at one of many official Drug Take-Back Day sites. You can dispose of your unused and expired medications at these locations, with our Price County location being the Park Falls City Hall from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pet medications are accepted, and liquids must be in their original container. Vape pens are also accepted with the batteries removed. Other e-cigarette devices are accepted with batteries removed, and they must be removed because these batteries are highly flammable. So please be sure they are removed before the pen or device is placed in a collection bin. Remember, things such as mercury thermometers, aerosol cans, anything containing blood or bodily fluid, household hazardous waste, illegal drugs, iodine-containing medications, personal care products, sharps and syringes, and vape pens and e-cigarette devices with a built-in battery that cannot be removed are not accepted at locations. You can find more details at dhs.wisconsin.gov/opioids. And remember, the Price County location for Drug Takeback Day on October 25th is the Park Falls City Hall from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Having a balanced diet is important for kids year-round. Melissa Kay has more.
During the school year, eating healthy meals can not only help with growth and development, it can help keep kids focused and sustain their energy throughout the school day.
Various nutrients that are important for school age consist of the carbohydrates, nutrient-rich carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats throughout the day.
That's Tammy Licari, a diabetes educator and registered dietitian with Aspirus Health. She recommends having well-balanced meals and snacks throughout the day, but that doesn't have to be complicated.
Ultimately, to have a balanced breakfast, aiming to try to include a dairy, protein, and a carbohydrate.
That can be as easy as whole grain toast with peanut butter, fruit, and a glass of milk.
If they're getting a little bit of nutrition before they're off on the school bus or on their walk to school.
If kids are reluctant to try new foods, Licari says getting them involved in the meal planning can help.
anytime that you can get the child involved with the meals, even meal prep, then that usually goes a long way to what they are going to eat in the end.
Lakari also says parents don't have to be perfect to make a difference. Small changes and building healthy eating habits now helps set kids up for a successful future.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Today, Wisconsin agriculture is waiting on trade opportunities, waiting on a farm bill, but they don't want to wait on immigration reform. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll take a closer look at that complicated issue next.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Karen Gefford is the Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and the Voice of Milk. Gefford says that it's become very clear to not only farmers, but also elected officials, H2A is not working for agriculture.
The rural workforce labor issue is a huge issue. Anytime I talk to dairy farmers, what we hear is labor. They need a reliable, safe workforce. And that's something that we from the dairy industry have been advocating for 40 years. The current labor force, immigration, visa system just doesn't work for dairy. And what we're hearing is our dairy farmers need an entry-level workforce. The only program that really exists that can address that is the H2A program. And unfortunately, dairy is specifically prohibited from using that program, and it's seasonal.
Karen Gefford, Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and the Voice of Milk. She says what they are supporting is not looking for just one answer when it comes to immigration reform and helping agriculture, but why not try two different things at the same time?
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
And in just the past 30 days, high-path avian influenza has been confirmed in 38 flocks, including 24 commercial flocks, 14 backyard locations. That's prompted the American Farm Bureau Federation to remind consumers that that could drive higher turkey prices for the holiday season. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Intel series, they say economic factors as well as the disease challenges have driven wholesale turkey prices up about 40% already. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm Pam Yonke.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best-of-7 series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoot's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Sports Weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Rain is likely tonight. We'll see a low around 48. It will be breezy out of the southeast, at times over 30 miles per hour. For Monday, becoming sunny, highs in the afternoon around 61. Partly cloudy Monday night, 31, mid-50s on Tuesday. It's 54 right now. 98Q Country.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over real close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be.
How'd you know to wear your hair like that? How'd you know to turn up that song? How'd you know a little tore up jeans was gonna tear me up and turn me on? A girl, it's like you know me too good, but you barely know me at all. The yellow way it's going tonight, you probably know I'm ready to fall. Baby, you a little my, baby, you a little my dream. Yeah, that's what you are. You play it off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, I can use that smile. What's gonna melt me down? Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind. And girl, it's like you got a crystal ball, like you got a little gypsy side. It's like you knew that sweet perfume that you got on was gonna get me high. Thinking right now, how'd you know what I was about to say? How'd you know to whisper it in my ear? Let's take this party back to my
heart was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind. Yeah, that's what you are. Yeah, that's what you are. You played off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, it's like you knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow.
build bricks so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn goodbye round. Bloody Marys and aspirin don't give a hangover, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of them, the hands of time. You sing a sing at Hollywood nights, even the losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now I'm just fine, I'm doing alright. We ain't as young as we used to be, we're young at heart. It's so easy when you let some loud guitars and words that rhyme hang on the hands of time. Jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town. Sure do, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. And it's a back and black shimmy all night long. Could you be love, redemption song? Looking by home sweet home, I'm where I belong. They ain't nothing wrong, yeah. We ain't as young as we used to be. We're young at heart. It's so easy when you let some loud guitars and words that rhyme. Gravity pulls on the grains of sand. We take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks, and we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I come to the God.
Karnick in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country.
Don't run. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road and she let that gravel fly, now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's a said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right. showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with a left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway has ever been. Back
little Quint Black for a Monday morning.
How you doing?
How we doing? Good, 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 good. Little extra bonus for the morning show guy today. Don't you love those mornings when you get up and you're like, oh no, another day, we gotta do this, and then there's something like in the first hour when you're up that's just like, oh wow, well that's a nice treat. I had that this morning. I got in here to the studio this morning. I turned on the TV. And on the TV, I saw one of the selections as final round of the SAS Championship. They apparently got rain delayed over the weekend, that nor'easter going on out there in the eastern part of the country. And the championship, the final round of the SAS Championship in North Carolina at the Prestonwood Country Club going on right now on the Golf Channel. Oh, wonderful. I think it's a Golf Channel. And this is one of those rare mornings where I'm pretty sure I would rather be right where I am in this warm, dry studio than in Cary, North Carolina, where it appears to be wet and not too fun. Leaves on the ground, sweaters on, and appears to be raining a little bit. So good for them out there making their $1 million. I'll just stay right here. Like I was going to win it anyway, right? Hope your Monday is off to a decent start here. We're getting the getting the kids out the door and getting school rolling here. 53 is what we're waking up to. 63 the high today. Temperatures pretty much what they've been over the weekend. I mean, that was a pretty good weekend. It was a little bit windy yesterday. But all in all, I mean, we've had just some beautiful, beautiful fall days. The wind has definitely knocked down the viewing of the colors. Although I was Saturday, my wife and I had to drive over to Siren for a little wedding reception for a friend of ours. And the colors are hanging on all right over in that area. Once we got kind of Spooner and west of there, the leaves were hanging onto the tree a little tighter than they are here. Here it's taking a pretty good hit. It's going to be a little bit cooler this week. 63 today, but probably not going to get out of the 50s for the rest of the week through Friday. Probably average right around 55. A little bit of rain here and there scattered throughout the week. Today, again, maybe a scattering of a shower, but most of us will stay dry. And I'll take 55 to 60 on an October 13th day. A problem with that. A lot to talk about this morning. The Packers, of course, and the Brewers. What a day Saturday. If you had a chance to watch it or listen to it, or even better, be there. It was fun. It was fun for Brewer fans. And taking down your rival, the Cubs, first time they had ever met in the postseason. Being in the same division, that doesn't happen very often. So the Brewers now take on the Dodgers. This is a best of seven. All right, are you all in? Because up to this point, it's been, you know, if I'm committed, it's, I can put a little time in. Now it's a time commitment. Now we got Monday, and we got Tuesday, and we got Thursday, and we got Friday. Those are days that they will play this week. So that's going to happen. That's going to happen. One of those is, I think, a late night one, isn't it? I believe. So we're locked into a 7-game series against a team with the highest payroll in all of baseball, right? The Dodgers. This is definitely David and Goliath. This is the upper versus the Brewers weren't the lowest payroll, but they were on the bottom half, or the bottom third, even, I think. So this will be fun. If the Brewers, the Brewers beat them 6 times this year, right? 6-0, 3 here, 3 there. Why not? Why not? We'll have it for you today. I believe we got a 7:08 first pitch. And right around a 3:30, right around a 6:30 pregame. It's all coming up for you today, Brewer Baseball. Let's get you updated from the weekend. Twice an hour news and sports at 6:30. 1 ABC gets us going here.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A standing ovation for President Trump in the Israeli parliament shortly after all 20 living hostages returned to Israel. Speaker of the Knesset, Amir Ohana, said he's nominating the president for the Nobel Peace Prize.
President Trump, you are the president of peace. There was not a single person on this planet who did more than you to advance peace.
And 2 buses of Palestinian prisoners have left an Israeli prison under the terms of the first phase of the peace agreement. President Trump will co-chair a peace summit later today in Egypt with other world leaders focusing on a long-term peace in the region. ABC contributor Steve Ganyard, a former defense official, says,
what happens next is really the question that's for the broader international community. Who's going to come in and be the international security force? Who's going to lead it?
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. For their health and the health of their babies, pregnant women who need help quitting alcohol and or other drugs are considered a priority for admission to treatment. You can get more information from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline at 211wisconsin.communityos.org. And remember, pregnant women can call 211 or 833-944-4673 to learn about substance use treatment options. October 18th, it's the 9th annual Pause for a Cause Walk. This is hosted by Catkins Animal Rescue, and you can register online on their Facebook page or email them for a paper form at catkins_WI@yahoo.com. There's a 9 a.m. registration, and friendly dogs are welcome. The $25 entry fee includes a swag bag and a t-shirt. There's going to be raffles and a burger and brat sale alongside the walk, and this will be located at Phillips Municipal Building at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Once again, this is taking place October 18th with registration at 9 at the Phillips Municipal Building on 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. There's about a month left to apply for Federal Emergency Management Agency assistance for people and households impacted by flooding in southeastern Wisconsin. Melissa Kay reports.
FEMA is accepting applications for flooding damage until November 12th. However, the Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator, Greg Engel, recommends that people don't wait until the last minute. You will need to share information on the assistance application, such as your Social Security number and annual household income, and a FEMA inspector will contact you to set up a time and date to perform an inspection. FEMA inspectors will always carry an official photo ID and never ask for any bank information or charge a fee for inspection. If you are unsure whether a visit or call is legitimate, contact the FEMA helpline to verify at 800-621-3362.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best-of-7 series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoot's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Start your 4-year degree at NTC with University Transfer, the affordable way to complete classes with maximum transferability. With NTC's University Transfer degree, you can start here and go anywhere, including transfer to UW, Stevens Point, and other 4-year universities. Learn more today by visiting www.ntc.edu/university-transfer or contact the NTC campus nearest you, North Central Technical College. Start here. Go anywhere.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Rain is likely tonight. We'll see a low around 48. It will be breezy out of the southeast, at times over 30 miles per hour. For Monday, becoming sunny, highs in the afternoon around 61. Partly cloudy Monday night, 31, mid-50s on Tuesday. It's 54 right now.
98Q Country.
My way, yeah, I'd lose my mind if I faced one day on my own. I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. Faith, I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. Stars up above. forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you make sure all my roads led to her. So tonight
the newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them. And she brought them to a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small-time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. Work hard to get where you are. Feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She doesn't care anymore that her high school girlfriend cut.
98Q Country.
Goodbye, strung out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. All I can see is you're gone.
Parker McCollum there at 98Q Country. Hope your Monday is off to an okay start. If not, hang in there. Yeah, got a lot of time yet to make it good here. We've got the 13th day of October. We've got Halloween looming a little bit around the corner. We mentioned a couple weeks ago, or just like it felt like it should have been Halloween, and now it does. It does feel like it should be close, getting close to that, and we're still a couple weeks away. Actually 2 weeks from, Friday? So still a little ways away from that. We got a lot going on with the Brewers making to the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers. First game at 7:08 tonight, first pitch. You got it right here. If you're running around with the kids and stuff, have a radio handy. You can't listen to it on the Civic Media app. They won't let us do that. Or on the computer. But you got to have a terrestrial radio, a physical radio. So grab one of those. Be sure it's batteried up and wherever you're at tonight. Slip the earpiece in, and we'll have a game for you tonight. 7:08, first pitch. Brewers trying to get back to the World Series for the first time since the early 80s, and the Yount and the Cooper and the Ben Ogilvy and that era back then. Trying to get back to the big dance here, and it won't be easy against the Dodgers. Of course, they got a lot of players. They paid a lot of money for their players that they have, Shohei Ohtani and others. So it'll be hands full. But again, regular season, the Brewers played them six times, swept them there, swept them here, 6-0. So hopefully they can keep that running. We'll have it for you today right here, 98Q Country. Words of wisdom for a Monday, the 13th of October. Let's take just a moment here to focus on the family.
When I broke my ankle in a motorcycle accident, my doctor told me to stay off my feet. No kidding. I was either in bed or in my recliner for weeks. My wife was great to me, but I felt bad for her. She had to help me with everything, from glasses of water to getting up and down the stairs. I discovered that even simple requests can become a burden when you feel like you're needed all day and every day. And I was only off my feet for about 12 weeks. And that's why my heart goes out to those of you who take care of a spouse who's ill. Your love and commitment should inspire the rest of us. Every day, you're honoring your vows that say the two shall become one. You're taking on their struggles as your own. You're also teaching us how to respond with love and grace when life doesn't go our way. No couple knows ahead of time what in sickness and in health will mean someday until one of you actually does get sick. You won't know what for better or for worse means until your spouse does something unlovable and you choose to stay committed to your marriage anyway. Our circumstances will never stop changing. Sooner or later, we're all forced to answer the question, what is my marriage really about? The couples who last are the ones who say, marriage is about commitment when it counts and love put into action. If you're caring for a spouse who's ill, thank you for reminding the rest of us what honoring marriage really looks like. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
98Q Country.
Last call, long neck. I was searching. I've been
Joel Karnik in the Morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98Q Country.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. And I'm much too young to feed this damn old. All the cards on the table with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old. Competition's getting younger. Tougher Bronx, you know I can't recall. A worn-out tape, a chrysalid dude. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Not much too young this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.